Good morning, and welcome back to a jam-packed edition of America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading back to the desert today. We are going to the West Valley of Phoenix, Arizona's 8th District. This is a district of fighter jets, golf carts, and one of the most battle-hardened freshmen in the entire Congress. We are profiling Republican Representative Abe Hamadeh.
And Stephen, when you say battle-hardened, you aren't just using a metaphor. Abe Hamadeh is a captain in the U.S. Army Reserve. He served as an intelligence officer overseas in a very intense environment. But in the political world, his battle was the 2022 election. If you follow Arizona politics, or honestly, national news, you know his name because of what happened in November 2022. He ran for Attorney General of Arizona. It was the closest race in the entire country.
It was excruciatingly close. I remember watching the returns come in for weeks. Out of 2.5 million votes cast, Abe Hamadeh lost by 280 votes. That is 0.01%. It was so close that it triggered an automatic statewide recount. And get this, the recount actually narrowed the margin even further because they found errors in Pinal County. But in the end, he still came up just short. Most people would have conceded, gone home, and taken a nap for a year. Hamadeh did the opposite.
He absolutely refused to fade away. He filed lawsuit after lawsuit. He challenged the printer malfunctions in Maricopa County that caused chaos on election day. He argued that thousands of voters were disenfranchised. He basically became the face of the election integrity movement in Arizona, alongside Carrie Lake. Whether you agree with his legal theories or not, that persistence made him a hero to the Republican base. He proved he wouldn't back down. So when Congresswoman Debbie Lesko announced she was retiring in 2024, Hamadeh wasn't just another candidate. He was the guy who had already taken the arrows for the team.
It's a fascinating pivot. He went from losing the closest race in state history to winning a congressional seat decisively 2 years later. But let's look at who he actually is, because his background is really interesting. He is the son of Syrian immigrants. His dad is Muslim. His mom is Druze. They fled Syria to escape oppression. And Hamadeh talks about this constantly. He says his family found the American dream on Happy Valley Road in Phoenix.
And there is a really specific story about his family that shapes his worldview. About 30 years ago, his father was falsely accused of being involved in a firebombing of a synagogue. It turned out to be completely untrue, and his name was cleared. But during that terrifying time for his family, the local Jewish community actually rallied around them. They supported the Hamadeh family when others turned away. Abe has said that experience is why he is such a fierce Zionist today. He views the bond between his family and the Jewish community as sacred. So when you hear him give these fiery pro-Israel speeches, it isn't just politics. It is deeply personal.
He really leans into that soldier-statesman identity. He was a prosecutor in Maricopa County before he deployed. And his deployment wasn't a standard tour.
No, it was a very specific, high-stakes mission. He deployed to Saudi Arabia in 2020. This was right after that horrific terrorist attack at the naval base in Pensacola, Florida, where a Saudi trainee opened fire and killed three American sailors. The military realized they had a massive vetting problem. So they sent intelligence officers like Hamadeh over to Saudi Arabia to fundamentally overhaul the vetting process for foreign military trainees. He was literally the guy checking the files to make sure terrorists didn't get onto American bases. That experience gives him a lot of credibility when he talks about extreme vetting or border security. He's actually done the vetting.
Now, let's talk about the district he represents, because Arizona 8 is a very unique slice of America.
It is the West Valley, Peoria, Glendale, Surprise. But the heart of this district is Sun City. This is the original active adult retirement community. It is the golf cart capital of the world. You drive through Sun City, and there are designated lanes for golf carts everywhere. The voter turnout here is astronomical because retirees vote. They care deeply about Social Security, Medicare, and safety. Hamadeh won them over by promising to protect those benefits while being tough on the border. But the other massive anchor here is Luke Air Force Base.
This is huge. Luke isn't just a base. It's the largest F-35 training center in the world.
Right. If you are a pilot flying an F-35 anywhere on Earth, whether you are American, Israeli, or Dutch, you probably learned how to do it in Glendale, Arizona. It pumps billions of dollars into the local economy. Because of that, Hamadi's committee assignment was a no-brainer. He sits on the House Armed Services Committee. That is the money committee for his district. He has to ensure that the F-35 program keeps getting funded, and that Luke Air Force Base doesn't get hit by budget cuts. He views himself as the congressman for the F-35.
And he has already secured some wins there. I saw he got a provision in the NDAA about HVAC systems.
Yes! It sounds boring, but if you live in Arizona, it is life or death. The HVAC systems at Luke Air Force Base were failing. We are talking about mechanics working on multi-million dollar jets in 115-degree heat with no air conditioning. Hamada put a provision in the defense bill forcing the Air Force to fix the cooling systems at Luke. It is a perfect example of a freshman congressman solving a specific local problem. He also co-sponsored the Brandon Act regarding suicide prevention for service members, naming it after an Arizona sailor who tragically took his own life. So he is very focused on the quality of life issues for the troops.
He also sits on the Veterans Affairs Committee, which makes perfect sense given the Sun City demographic.
Exactly. You have the active duty pilots at Luke, and you have the retired veterans in Sun City. It's a perfect committee stack for his constituents. He talks a lot about community care, basically giving veterans the option to see a private doctor instead of waiting at the VA. For an 80-year-old veteran in Sun City, that flexibility is a huge deal. He isn't just talking about abstract foreign policy. He's talking about getting a hip replacement without waiting 6 months.
So you have this mix, the firebrand who sues over election results, and the dutiful representative protecting the local airbase.
And that duality is his strength. On Twitter, or X, he is the MAGA warrior, fighting the culture war. But in committee hearings, he is the former intelligence captain, asking detailed questions about military readiness. He bridges the gap between the Trump wing of the party and the traditional defense hawks. And for a district that is deep red, but also deeply institutional, that is a winning formula.
He's the fighter pilot's congressman who isn't afraid of a dogfight.
He certainly proved that in 2022. You don't lose by 280 votes and keep fighting for 2 years unless you really, really like the fight.
That is our profile for Arizona's 8th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.